Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
We gone.
Hey, now we're on the air.
There you go. Yeah, we back. Last week we gone, now we back.
Yeah.
And I had a couple people use that.
And then an hour we'll be gone again.
I had a couple people use that on us. So anyway, and we are back to the Sip and Chew show with Mike and Stu and Charlie and Phil and
Weston Simpson coming up later. Fine, talented young chef. He's been on the show before back in the days when he was with our good friends at Poor Baby, which is still one of probably the best restaurant in Westmobile.
Well, they brought the goods that morning.
They did.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, they didn't even let me on air. I had to sit back over here in the corner and take a nap.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. But anyway, we've recovered from all that champagne we drank, or sparkling wine we had last Sunday.
I should have saved mine for yesterday. Oliver put that beat down on The Mike and I were talking before we went on air.
As we all do.
The Kentucky fans are being very bitter about the beatdown yesterday, saying that it doesn't count that Auburn won because they had a player get injured during the game.
Hasn't Auburn beat every SEC opponent so far?
Every one of them by at least 9 points, except for Alabama, which was 5, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, which was a great game.
So we're a contender.
Uh-uh. Did you see the Missouri game?
No.
Y'all trailed for most of the game. Y'all won.
You know,
y'all put
Alabama,
it together in the last 3 minutes.
For an Alabama fan like me, I have been falling over, and it's great to see.
It's fun, and and last year when Nate Oates had the good run with Alabama, I was into it.
I've always thought that Bruce Pearl was a great hire for Auburn. It really was.
He really was, and Charlie and I were talking about it. His post-game interview when he's like, "Can you believe all of this?" You see it in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. You see it in Kansas. This is happening in Auburn, Alabama. We're a football school, and now we're an everything school. And yeah. The look on his face, you should be governor.
I didn't see him on TV, but I did a couple of things that he announced. First of all, he wanted to thank the students who camped out overnight in the cold outside the arena so they could get seats in the game.
He and some of the players delivered them pizza about 11 o'clock Friday night.
Well, he wants to raise some money to build a big fire pit or something out there where they can keep the kids warm.
They get out there, have a little drum circle going on.
He did announce there was a fair amount of drinking going on.
Well, they're college kids.
Well, and you got to keep warm somehow.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I do like, another thing I like about Auburn University is their hospitality school.
Right. It's quite good.
And they
have a
couple restaurants there.
Boy, do that. Aricia? Oh, man. My gosh.
Yeah.
And then it's not associated with the school, but there's also Acre in Auburn, which is one of the best restaurants in the entire Southeast United States.
But they probably use some of their students.
Absolutely.
But
I'm sure they have a good working relationship.
Business with them before up there.
Acre or just the hospitality?
There was this particular wine I used to carry and import that they liked a lot. And it was the Auburn alum who loved it at wine tastings here, and they wanted it to put it on the wine list up there in Auburn, Alabama. Yeah. Alabama!
Alabama!
And so I'd have to deliver it up there.
Oh, you lucky
that was
man.
Okay, I went and saw the Eagles.
The ride from here to Montgomery, as we all know, is
treacherous.
Boring.
Well, now
it's
they got
boring.
That tall building there in Atmore. You look at it, go, yeah. What the
but
hell
it,
is
it's,
that?
It's uneventful for the most part.
You didn't have your Alabama jacket on when you made those deliveries.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I started
that would've been nice to you.
I
told you, not thinking last time I was in Tuscaloosa, walked into Taco Casa wearing my Auburn jacket. Yeah. They were just as nice to me as they could be.
Hey, I'm delivering wine, not tree poisoning.
Well, that's true, too. There was one other thing, Stu, that was on the post-game show. And I just happen to like former coach Sonny Smith, who, by the way, does the color side of the broadcast on this station. But they finally hung his banner, I guess it's to talk about his record when he was coach.
Right. And they're also raising one for Joe Campy,
yep.
who was the women's basketball coach and led them to many Sweet 16s, NCAA tournaments, and had a great career at Auburn.
I think Joe Campy was on Tiger Talk Overtime, the local show here on FM Talk 106.5.
The vibe of college basketball is different from college football. And when I lived in Nashville, which Nashville, if, for those who don't know, is probably the biggest basketball city in the entire Southeast. Because you had Vanderbilt, which until the last 5 to 10 years has always been a powerhouse in the SEC in basketball. They've always been very good, men and women. You had my alma mater, Belmont University, in the NAIA days. They were in the national championship game every year. And then made the move to the NCAA, and they've made the tournament just about every year since they went to NCAA.
See, I always thought that Kentucky, Indiana, and that part of the country was basketball heaven, but
it is, but it's not the South. They were on the wrong side of the war of Northern aggression.
Yeah, that's it.
You wouldn't know it from studying their culture. I've never seen more rednecks in my life than I have in Indiana, Southern Indiana. Rebel flags everywhere. They're convinced they're in the South.
One of my exes.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk about how many there are.
Pittsburgh area
and
around are loaded with rednecks.
Yeah.
Bubbles and rednecks.
Yeah, they're
everywhere. They're everywhere.
It was the rebel flags in Indiana that caught me off guard.
Mm-hmm.
On every car flying, you know, I mean, big, huge ones. We were up there for 4th of July. May not do that every day.
Big old but, rebel flags.
But you've got, you know, I was going, we got Vanderbilt in Nashville. You got Belmont in Nashville. Their crosstown rival, Lipscomb, which was also very good. They were coached by Don Myers while I was there, who was a disciple of Bobby Knight. Just as big a jerk as Bobby Knight was. Then you had Tennessee State University, also there, TSU.
Mm-hmm.
You had Fisk University, and what they were famous for was the Fisk University Jubilee Singers. It was a great all-girl choir up there.
Mm-hmm.
They also had probably the worst women's basketball team in history. They were losing games like 75-4.
Mm.
Just terrible.
Why even have a program?
And then 45 minutes away, you have Middle Tennessee State. I mean, all of this was really great basketball there.
How was their home ec program?
I don't know. They were in nursing school. They primarily, Fisk is a nursing and
nursing
medical school.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't make it.
And on the junior college ranks, we had Aquinas Junior College, which was always in the junior college field of 64 every year. So Nashville's a huge basketball town, and I really loved it. And that's what I was telling you about the Blue Mist. The Kentucky fans, when they come to a town, they probably had a rude awakening in Auburn. There weren't any tickets available for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but whenever they came to play Vanderbilt in Nashville, every single restaurant up and down West End Avenue is full of Kentucky tags in the cars.
Nashville's the largest Alabama alumni group. In the U.S.
And the second largest, when I lived there, the second largest alumni group in the city of Nashville behind Vanderbilt University was Auburn University.
Okay.
Even over Tennessee.
Well, eventually, folks, we're going to talk about food here.
Yeah.
We're getting around to it.
Well, this all links in of this whole, when these teams like Auburn that travels well now in basketball, Kentucky is always, when they come in, the restaurants are packed.
Yeah.
Packed all day. Because they may have 5,000 tickets available at Vanderbilt Memorial Stadium for the Kentucky fans, but 35,000 show up to Nashville.
Yeah.
And they're just in bars all around there. Same thing in Auburn, Tuscaloosa. And that basketball vibe is just so much different than the football vibe.
And it works that way in football, too, especially because you want those out-of-state fans to come in.
Oh, yeah.
And support the local businesses.
And enjoy the beautiful city you have. The downtown area of Tuscaloosa now is great. Auburn, Toomer's Corner area, it's beautiful. Vanderbilt, you're right there at West End.
There are areas outside of those cities, too. You can go visit parks.
Exactly.
Anyway, 343-0106 is the Callahan Irish Social Club text in line, and you can call us there, too.
All right. War Eagle.
bottle of white, a bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead. Get a table near the street in our old familiar place, you and I, face to face. A bottle of red, a bottle of white, it all depends upon your appetite.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey folks, this is Arthur Green with Bay Barbecue, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
I'll say it now. It's my favorite barbecue in Mobile County.
It's good. It's really
good. That's my favorite.
Really good.
Yeah. But love Bay Barbecue. There, Flo Shell.
Flo Shell right neighborhood. There. Flo Shell neighborhood.
Yeah. You know anybody that lives across the street from there?
Not lives. But there are a couple of businesses there. But
one of our sponsors. What would that be?
Butch Cassidy's.
Cafe. It's a, so Butch Cassidy actually survived Bolivia and opened a cafe in Mobile. No, it's owned by our good friend Roy Sewer.
Mm-hmm.
And Roy took you and I on a pub food crawl of Ocean Springs on 4th of July. And we had just a fantastic day.
With the places that were open on the 4th of July, you were thinking.
Well, we hit four places. I think we did for
five.
There
was a lot of places open, and I was surprised at the ones that were closed.
There were that many places in Ocean Springs?
Oh, there's a lot of places.
Oh, yeah.
It's loaded down.
You and Marguerite should go.
You just have to get off of Highway 90.
Now, I will tell you.
Go right downtown.
There is no Golden Corral, and there is no Waffle House in downtown Ocean Springs.
There is a Denny's, though, if you go north and get on the
There is. Those zesty nachos. I went in one night. And said, I will have the zesty nachos. Can I get extra zesty, please? And okay. And I said, you know that's a joke, right? That's an adjective. Mm. I can't get extra, you know, zesty because it's not a thing.
Okay.
She's like, oh, okay. So she didn't enjoy my humor any more than you did, Mike.
I didn't get it either.
But anyway, we also want to thank our folks down at Bob's Downtown Diner at the corner, Fat and Happy. Love piece and bacon grease, and I love that.
Stopped in the other day.
Job.
Had a
I saw that
had blackened chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. The cucumber salad, not what I was expecting at all.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Oh,
I was expecting cucumbers in sour cream.
Yeah,
and I thought, well, that's fine.
Was it rancho or something?
No.
It's
all in a vinaigrette with pickles and tomatoes. It's basically halfway pickled.
Always.
Fantastic. Awesome. Oh, my gosh, that was good.
Isn't Bob's Downtown Diner two blocks west of Bienville Square on St. Francis? Does that sound about right?
On St. Francis and North Jackson.
I kept looking for, you know, the street signs saying Fat and Happy, but I never found them.
It's metaphorical. Real quick, on our Facebook page, a couple of World Food Championship people chiming in here. Asa Cheeseman is saying hello.
Mm-hmm.
So good, Asa. And then Garen Allen saying hello this one. They're just saying hi.
Hello, guys.
A couple of World Food Championship competitors. You know, World Food Championship is an interesting thing.
It is.
Lost one of their first judges this week, by the
Who?
Way.
Who?
Louis Anderson was a judge at the very first World Food Championships. He and Simon Majumdar, good friend Simon.
I knew that.
Got to know there, and Simon had a glowing tribute to him on the on his Facebook page about what a nice guy he was.
We also want to thank our friends at Le Bichon, the home of the world-famous Dave's Pimento Cheese.
Pimento. Not pimento, folks. This is pimento because we in Alabama.
Pimento and cheese. I used to call it pimento and cheese, but pimento cheese. And somebody the other night, at my final night of work at Le Bichon.
They finally canned you, huh?
Somebody was calling it pimento and cheese. And it's not pimento and cheese. It's pimento cheese. But the finest you'll ever have is Dave's right there. And our fine friends over there.
Hall Sausage.
Deborah Hall
Sausage. I knew you were going to say it. It's like I knew you were going to say sausage
folks,
and wholesale meats.
You know, everybody, you know, is there, if you're upset about the darn Conecuh sausage connection? Where's the Conecuh sausage?
We're so lucky to live
Chickasaw.
In the state of Alabama where everybody makes great sausage.
Yeah,
other states
Chickasaw
don't have
get
this.
Get you some Conecuh. I mean, get you some Hall's
sausage. Some Hall's sausage.
And they sell it at the grocery stores. Mm-hmm. Look at there. Yeah. We're giving you some ideas.
I'll tell you, that Piggly Wiggly there on Moffett Road, mm-hmm. they sell everything Hall's.
I bet.
They have the best Hall's display up there. It is fantastic.
I bet. But we got some birthdays too, don't we?
Yeah, I'm sure somebody was born.
Let's see who was born here that we know.
Yeah.
All right. We got a friend, Diane Hill Rourke.
Why? Is that another World Food Championship competitor?
Well, yes, she is.
Well, it's
yes,
just,
she is.
It's
today is her birthday.
WFC all over again.
Uh huh. And here's what's nice about her. She's a fellow Davidson High School Warrior.
Another victim of the Mobile County Public School System, huh?
Even though she lives in Benton, Arkansas.
Yeah.
We've run into her a couple times.
Yeah. We saw her at Final Table in New Orleans,
I believe.
We did. And then, of course, at World Food Championships
in
Orange Beach.
Absolutely. But she's also a friend of a friend of a friend of mine.
Well, so. There you go. Would that be Jimmy Buffett?
No.
Lucy?
No.
The crazy sister?
No. Not none of them. They may be. I don't know.
Mike and I, there's this guy that we know that also had a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all probably never heard of him. His name's Guy Fieri. And I've been fortunate enough to have dinner with Guy, thanks to Pete. Mm-hmm. And then caught the traveling road show in New Orleans, and Guy helped me get a ride home when my car broke down in New Orleans.
Somebody forgot to invite me to those things.
I took a Garrick. I took Garrick with me. You know, actually, that supper in the sand, that was before we kicked off the show.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
But Pete looked at me one day, and Pete goes, "You should have been there."
You should have.
Well, nobody told me.
Yeah, didn't. That's our guest.
That's our guest
for the next segment. We know you're there, Wes. We coming. We'll see you at the bottom.
Just gotta hold on.
Yeah, in our next segment, we're going to be interviewing Weston Simpson, a good friend of both of ours. We talked about it at the top of the show. It's got great new restaurant. You mm-hmm. stopped in and saw it,
mm-hmm.
so I'll probably turn it over to you.
It's
and let
pretty.
You. Yeah, it's pretty there on Michael Street
mm-hmm.
between
St.
Royal.
Michael's,
between. Royal and Water Street.
It's at 69 St. Michael. 69.
Yeah, right across from the YMCA.
Right across from the YMCA. Ought to be pretty easy to remember for most folks.
Yeah. But we're going to talk to Wes in a little bit. He's one of them young guns
mm-hmm.
that we old guys go, well, that's a fella to watch right there.
He's going places.
Well, he's to be watched. And he's so pretty.
He is a good looking guy. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk to him.
He's fly as all get out.
He is. And we'll talk to him more when he comes on. But he was named like 25 most beautiful under 25 in the city of Mobile or some stuff like that. He's a good looking guy.
Who created it? They waited till I got older. Of the 40 under 40, they waited till I got over 40 before they started.
Well, they had to invent the newspaper first. First, we had to invent a printing press.
Mm.
And then we had to come up with the newspaper concept.
And then that big old round barrel.
And all of that stuff came along after you'd already gotten out of high school. Was already out there on, marriage number 9 or something?
Look, I've already been called a millennial.
A millennial? Which millennium?
Well, I mean a boomer.
Yeah. Because you are. You're a baby boomer. They didn't call you that. They correctly identified
you.
You know,
we live in an era of we can be anything we want to be these days.
You identify as a millennial, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I feel like an ex-Jenner. Whatever that is.
I like that. Hey, I don't know what the correct thing is, but I like that one.
I was listening to Bill Finch earlier.
Gulf Coast Gardening?
Mm-hmm. And he's,
hey, that's on FM Talk 106.5, isn't it?
A couple shows for us. But
and it'll be on again tonight at 7 o'clock.
They talked about going ahead and start planting your tomato seeds. And you know what I thought about? Bruschetta.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So,
I can't wait
to get if you're planting your tomato seeds, plant some basil.
Mm-hmm.
Bring all over to the Mike's house with some really good crusty bread and some
French fried
olive oil and prepare him some bruschetta.
Some bruschetta, boy, that stuff. And just homegrown tomatoes. Just having a good old white bread and Duke's mayonnaise, salt and pepper, tomato sandwich.
I know that is very popular in this part of the country. I'm not signing up for that.
Bill says the small tomatoes have better flavor.
That's why I guess that's why the Italians cook with them so much.
Yeah. Well, the Romas have less acid than any other tomato out there. So for people with acid reflux and stuff, the Romas.
We're going to ask Wes this when we come back.
We can. We can do that. We can ask him anything we want. Mike's our show.
I bet he has an opinion about it.
About tomatoes?
Tomatoes, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. No, he probably has an opinion about tomatoes. We have an opinion about tomatoes.
There you go.
Or just maters.
Folks, if you want to, for whatever reason, want to chime in, it's 343-0106. That is the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
And call-in line.
They can call in on that. We'll let
just
them.
Just like Wes did.
Yeah, but just so you know, in the next 10 minutes, we're going to be talking to Wes.
All right. Be right back.
Yeah.
Girl, you know that there's one thing that I love, but it's not you I'm thinking of. I want the ultimate cheeseburger.
Break it down.
Cheese, meat, cheese, cheese, meat, and that's it. Baby, you know it's hot and juicy, cause Jack won't make it till you want a bit. I'm not lying, it's a giant, meant to satisfy.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey guys, it's Chef Chris Sherrill, and I'm here with Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Our good buddy.
Our good buddy. Yep. Hey, I guess he's with Mike and Stu now on Sip and Chew. Our buddy,
Charlie.
Weston Simpson. Hey, Weston, how you doing, buddy?
Have you punched him through there, Charlie?
No. You got him punched? Weston, you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you go. Buddy. Hey, buddy. How you
good
doing,
morning, man?
Hey, good morning. I'm well. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
Just fine.
So, I hear rumors that you're trying to open a restaurant downtown.
That's right.
What are you trying to do down there?
So, you bought you a Waffle House franchise? Is that what it is?
Something like that. No, we're working on this really amazing speakeasy. My investors and I took over this spot downtown and decided to create something unique down here. It's got a really neat, like, 1920s kind of vibe to it.
Wow. We're
going to be serving some really good food. I can't wait to have people in here.
Oh, I bet you can. I've been waiting. I'm seems like, what's it been, about a year now you've been working on this?
Almost. Close to it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know, you know, I've tried to follow it on Facebook and social media a bit, and because it's down in my area of town. I live downtown. And,
yeah. Do you?
Not far.
Yeah.
Not far.
I work downtown too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I work downtown.
Tell what it is. But anyway.
Hey, Weston, do you know I work downtown?
I did. I do know you work downtown.
I know. I was saying in the last segment that you come in and get a lunch every now and then. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's a beautiful place too. I love that spot. Yeah.
Thank you. So, I wish I could take credit for any part of it, but that's all Lucy.
So tell us what you're doing besides the speakeasy. Describe the menu to us a bit.
Yeah, awesome. So a couple of things that we're going to be featuring. Well, first of all, we'll be serving lunch, brunch, and dinner. And brunch we're going to serve Saturdays and Sundays, so that'll be really great.
Mm-hmm.
During dinner, we'll have things like filet, and we'll be serving steak specials. Cheese and charcuterie boards.
Oh.
We'll be serving a seafood tower that's got hot and cold seafood on it. We'll have scalloped ceviche, some chilled shrimp, raw oysters.
Oh.
The hot food will be half a lobster and some colossal crab meat.
Which half?
split lobster.
Either left or right, right?
That's right, left or right. You get the tail and the claw.
Oh, yeah. Well, I imagine a young, hip, young man like you is going to have some kind of cocktail menu, maybe?
Oh, absolutely. We're definitely serving some cocktails. We wouldn't be true to the speakeasy form if we didn't have cocktails. Okay. So that's kind of another thing that we're doing with our little grand opening or soft opening that we're doing. We have a password that we're sending out for, as invitations. So that way we know, you know, if we invited you whenever we make your reservation with us in our first 2 weeks, just to kind of help us get through and, mm-hmm. you know, get started and try our food and give us some feedback too.
Yeah. I'm very much looking forward to it. Since I'm right around
the invite too.
Oh, we're special.
Wow.
Wes, for the people that aren't familiar, I know your work. You were at Fairhope Inn a couple of times. You were out at Poor Baby, but you're a culinary grad, correct?
That's right. Yes, sir. I'm originally from Tuscaloosa, and so I went to the Birmingham campus.
Ah, very nice. Were you there when Lucy Greer was going? In case you didn't know, she's a graduate of the Birmingham campus.
I didn't know that. No, you know, probably not, or it may be so. I was in there through 2010 and 11.
Okay. Do you know where she did her externship?
I don't.
A little place called Highland Bar and Grill there in Birmingham with a chef you may have heard of named Frank Stitt.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is that not the choicest externship you could get in this state?
You know, that's wild. That's actually the avenue. That was a fork in the road for me. In graduating culinary school, I did a stage at Highland.
Oh, cool.
And I was either going to go to Highlands or to the Grand Hotel, and I chose to go to the Grand instead of Highlands, which was a hard choice to make, and definitely wasn't by any means, you know, by its credibility. It was just I thought I'd get a more rounded experience at the Grand,
right.
Large events and things like that.
Was Mike still the executive chef there?
He was. That's who I worked under.
Mike Wallace. I have so much respect for Chef Mike Wallace. And for those who don't know, we lost him a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But
he was
so endearing to me. Yeah. And another chef that we lost, Carl Tilley, actually did his externship under Mike as well from Culinard in Birmingham.
Yes. I know Carl, too. Actually, I worked with him at the Kitchen on George for a short while.
Yeah. Wow. And, you know, and I hear from his widow from time to time, just letting me know how things are going, everything. I think she got the job that he had.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And which is great. But,
yeah.
Or was at least offered, but she's headed back up to Anniston with her family. Mm. But, so we just keep running into Wes, don't we?
Great things from, absolutely.
Yeah. We keep running back into Wes, and that's a good thing. I've enjoyed watching your career. Because I'm at that point in mind, Wes, where I want to know, okay, who's the next generation? And I'm excited to see what they do.
And what we do in our show, too, we want to know instead of, you know, so we're not just some old out to pasture.
well, it's also that Wes is one of the leaders of the next generation of chefs from here on the Gulf Coast that are going to take things that Pete and I and Chris at Noble
and
South
that,
and all of us that we were able to do because Mobile finally decided to eat something other than catfish for every meal.
Yeah.
And let us start exploring things.
Paved the way for downtown
eatery
and the scene here. And it's growing and it's building. And I'm so excited to be a part of that growth and just bring more life.
A part, son. You're the heart. How about that? You're not just a part, you're the heart of it, because you're just about dead in the center geographically.
That's true. This is a really great location, honestly. We are tucked away just enough, but that we're not on like the main walkway paths, if you will, but we're right here in the middle of everything. I love that.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely.
Really are. And, you know, there's a lot of offices right there that are just going to kill you at lunchtime. I know from experience that in your location, you're going to rock at lunch.
Absolutely. I can't wait to build those relationships. And we've already had so many people asking and calling and groups that are messaging so excited that their offices can come by for lunch. So I can't wait to meet them all.
So for any of the businesses out there that didn't know you were coming or just anyone that wants to check out West Food Bar, give us some information, man. A phone number, a website, your MySpace page, whatever you
need. Absolutely. Well, we're on Facebook. You can look us up. We're called West Food Bar. Is our Facebook page. We're on Instagram also, the same. Our handle is at West Food Bar. The phone number is 251-459-0245. And you can call that, leave a message. We have a voicemail set up. Let's see what else. And then also the website is thewestfoodbar.com.
All right. And got anybody I know working for you? Or is this a one-man operation in the kitchen?
Oh, no, it's definitely not a one-man. I've been working on hiring some staff, which has been really great.
That's good to hear.
Found a lot of people and built a good team, I think.
Good to hear.
We've done a little bit of organizing and everything, and now we're going to start firing up the kitchen and getting in here and really work our way through our recipes and our service and get ready for guests.
Well, unless you retooled that kitchen design, one of the things I would recommend is hire tiny people. I was a big old boy, and I struggled back there having room to do stuff.
It's a tight squeeze. We've made a little more room and adjusted a few things, and I think maybe with the right organization, it's going to be very functional. The best part about it, though, is just being open. I really think it's really cool that our guests are going to be able to see what we're doing, and you know, when they're going to see their order hit the pan and watch us, you know, plating the food in front of them and expoing it out to the servers. It's just going to be such a cool experience. It's
part of the show
for everyone to see. Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's so neat. I've worked in an open kitchen before, but not quite this open, if you will.
Yeah. Being old school, I've had to make a lot of adjustments dealing with the open kitchens, because you know, in the closed kitchens, there are things you can say that you can't say when it's an open kitchen. And it was hard for me to break some of those habits.
Yes, well, we always have a back door for those moments.
Yeah, yeah, because you don't have a walk-in to go scream in there.
That's right.
Yeah,
space is limited here, but I don't think that's keeping us from doing anything amazing. So I'm excited to share it with everyone when we get it all going.
Yeah, let's say it's intimate. How about that, Wes? It's an intimate location.
It is intimate. And that is the experience we want everyone to feel when they come. We want everyone to come and spend time and enjoy themselves and feel special and everyone feel like a VIP.
Ah, man, I am so looking forward to this, Wes. Thanks for coming on. Mike,
me
you got
as well.
Anything?
Me as well. Describe your wine list and your cocktail menu.
Yeah, absolutely. We have some really kind of fun, cheeky Mobile names that we've been coming up with our cocktail list.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have kind of a shorter list, mostly just do like our kind of call level and premium level alcohols for our libations, since we don't have a huge bar. Mm-hmm. It is an open bar too, though, as far as like any kind of cocktails can be made with whatever we have. We're also going to be working on the wine list right now as far as champagnes and a few reds and cabs and all the great things to offer all your favorites. Everything that'll pair well with what we're going with is mostly seafood and steak.
I kind of view your place as like a real champagne house where there'd be a lot of champagne board.
Charlie wants to know.
We do have a 12-foot champagne bottle on the wall, so we're definitely popping bottles.
Charlie wants to know how many different versions of White Zinfandel you're going to have, or if you're going to carry the full Sutter Home product line.
My favorite brand.
Exactly. Well, we're gonna keep it limited because we want to carry the blush as well.
There you go.
Touche.
Wes, I had a question too. I was doing some other things. I may have missed it, but do you have a target opening date?
Yes, absolutely. So we're going to officially start taking in people on the 8th of February, which is when we kick off our friends and family.
Yeah, just a couple of weeks
from now. That's the part we're doing with. It's going to be kind of invite only. We're sending out invitations to a lot of people. That way we can kind of manage our reservations and go at the pace that we're comfortable with to start. And after that 2-week period, also being Mardi Gras, you know, don't want a lot of just be over, you know, we want to be able to have our guests experience everything and not be overwhelmed with it all.
Absolutely.
So that way we get just to get our feet wet a little bit, and then we'll be kicking it off right after that with open to everybody for Mardi Gras week with a limited Mardi Gras menu from our regular menu leading all the way up to Joe Kane. So we'll probably do a big brunch on that day as well.
All right. Wes, I am so excited for you, buddy.
Me too.
We thank you for coming on the show this morning. We're going to let you go back and take a nap now if that's what you want to do.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate
Thank you for coming on, Wes. Thank you a lot.
Thank you so much. Again, Chef Weston Simpson, the chef owner of the new West Food Bar.
Yes, looking forward to it.
Whiskey therapy sessions. Buying drinks to buy some time beneath the stained glass neon lights while the bartender listens. As long as you're tipping, it's a place to heal and a place to hurt after a long week of hell. It's like Sunday church. You'll hear dirty jokes and the gospel truth. A jukebox choir singing in a corner booth. We're here every week and bring your burdens, bring your pain. Everybody's welcome at the Church of the Dive Bar Saints.
Yeah. To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Jim Smith from the Hummingbird Way. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Good old Jim. Now we got to say something about Wes's business cards. These things are fancy. Look at that. Look right on the edge. Look at the edge. It's got gold around the edge. I'm talking about the, not the edge of the flat card but itself, but around the literally the edge of the card.
I'm guessing that West Food Bar, I'm guessing these aren't given out by the thousands.
Nah, he let me
like
have one.
Looks like a piece of jewelry.
He let me have, it does look like a piece of jewelry. He let me have
his car got a little bling on it.
Yeah.
I'm telling
you. Yeah, same ways.
There are business cards and then there's that.
Yeah. Well, folks, we want to thank our sponsors, too. Thank Bob's Downtown Diner, our good friend Tony Sawyer, and all the crew down there at the corner
great
of Fat
crew,
and Happy.
Great crew.
And we want to thank Le Bouchon Wine and Tapas Bar over in Daphne. Mike swears by the pimento cheese, as he calls it.
Pimento and cheese.
Pimento and cheese. I, you know, I've been there as well. It's a great location. It's like what we talked about with Wes.
And,
it's intimate.
And they threw me a heck of a party the other night.
Yeah, well, they were just glad to get rid of it. I mean, they were ready to send
they said,
you off.
Y'all seen the party that we had the next night after you were
out. When you weren't there.
Yeah, and then we also want to thank the good folks there in Chickasaw at Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats.
That's it.
Good old family operation right there with a good family that runs it.
Did you say they do garlic bologna?
Yes, they do.
I still have never had it.
I haven't either.
It's a smaller tube. It's not big like a sandwich. It's, you know, more like about an inch and a half diameter on it. Great for fried bologna sliders.
Mm.
Yeah, I did, which I did on Studio 10 one time. I took some on there and did a fried bologna slider using their garlic
bologna. So it wouldn't be advisable to serve that kind of baloney to Dracula or
no? I think it'd be hilarious.
It might be.
Was that the whole list of sponsors? Did you guys leave somebody out?
I mean, there's some kind of burger
place
or something.
Cassie's, they've advertised throughout the week and sponsors throughout the week on the show in our promos. Hey, folks, if you want to be a sponsor, just look.
Throw us some money. We'll talk about it.
Show me the money.
Yeah.
But anyway,
we are cheap.
There's nothing shy about you guys.
You can get it.
We ain't cheap, but we are easy. So if you got the money.
I thought it was
the other way.
We're
cheap when we're spending.
Contact the sales department here at the studio.
344-1065.
Because we could come and do all of this stupid stuff in your own business.
344-1065.
Look, we can cook at your house.
We can do
that.
If you would like to have your very own Sip and Chew experience.
How about for Valentine's Day?
I'm busy. Oh, I thought you were asking me out, Charlie. I'm sorry.
No.
but, yeah, we could do some Valentine's menus, which means Mike gets to pair chocolate and wine on the last course, which is one of his favorite
things. But the two of you come to their house or wherever they want to do this?
Wherever they're willing to pay
your
us.
Your house, your mobile home, your camper, the cardboard box you live in underneath an overpass. Doesn't matter as long as you pay us money.
Show us the money.
Yeah, we are easily paid for.
Is there a web page or someplace they can go to contact you and also find out a little more detail?
How about just going to facebook.com/sipandchew?
That's A-N-D.
A-N-D, because I can't use the ampersand or I would. I'm younger than you fellas. I like to use all the not words that
yeah.
I can.
Yeah.
So I want an ampersand.
That's one of those prohibited.
If I'm going someplace before, it's B4.
Hey, can I mention this real quick?
Absolutely. You had something you wanted to talk about.
Well,
I want to hear it.
Okay. I've gotten where I look at food labels now, looking for sugar and how much sodium is in it and carbohydrates and all that stuff. The other day, I was getting a can of Campbell's soup down. Now, whoever looks at the label, the only thing I do is it beef and bacon? Is it what kind of tomato soup? Whatever.
What country of origin?
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I get this vegetable beef, and I'm going to turn it around to look at the ingredients, and I see the word pairing. And for the vegetable beef soup, they suggest that you pair it with apple slices.
Huh.
Now, other soups paired it with some kind of animal golden crackers. In my house, you eat whatever crackers has happened to be available.
I'm an animal cracker. Yes.
But I just wonder if this has been going on for a long time. I didn't know Campbell's suggested pairings with
their
soups.
I bet they have a 1-800 number on that can, too. If you have any questions or complaints,
probably
call them up. Go, how long y'all been doing these food pairings on the label?
Well,
they
didn't
would
know
enjoy,
you did pairings with soup.
Honestly, with people that work, having spent 5 years at a call center, the people that do that would probably enjoy a call like that that's not someone just complaining.
Yeah.
It would probably brighten their day.
So anyhow, I would suggest everybody go look in your pantry if you got Campbell's soup. Most people do at some point in time, and see
Let
what
me
pairings
guess, the
they
tomato
have.
Soup's pairing recommendation was a grilled cheese sandwich.
Well, I didn't get that far.
Well, I'm a progressive guy.
Yeah.
So if I get any soup,
yeah, I did the Campbell's top of them. They've got that sirloin burger.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
oh,
it's
yeah.
a guilty pleasure.
The chunky soup,
but, yeah.
in the tall can.
Speaking of guilty pleasures, you know I'm a man's man, right? I drink whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a cocktail bottle. That is a guilty pleasure.
What's that?
I love a White Russian. Last night I got home, made me a White Russian with some coffee liqueur that I was gifted from Christmas, homemade,
mm-hmm.
and Blue Ice Vodka from Idaho that a friend sent me who lives in Idaho.
Is that one of those triple distilled things?
It is. Was the first vodka made in America from potato.
Yeah.
And it's very good. I've got another one, too, that is from the same area. It's called Grand Teton, which is just the other side of the state line from Idaho and Wyoming. That's one of the best vodkas I've ever had.
Well, I've been remiss in giving you time checks, but it's time to go.
Idaho's great wine growing region, too. But anyway, folks, get out to support local, be local, buy local.
Sniff local.
Sniff local.
And provolone local.
Yes.
Bring the guys to your house.